I didn't know.
All righty. Let's see. We just the horse. The person was easygoing. What's the horse?
Gentle.
Oh, good. 73.2. And what about a boy who can't walk through a room without falling over something? You say he's what?
Stumbling. Bumbling.
All right. That's fine. What about a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense at all? He's just plain.
Stupid. That's what I call it.
There's a word beginning with an F. You use it.
Fumble?
Four-letter word beginning with F. Crossword puzzle fan.
Fool?
Yeah. Do you use that? Would you call somebody a fool?
I call him a fool more in a joking way if he was a comedian.
Mm-hmm. What would you call somebody who has plenty of money but he won't spend a penny?
Stingy.
Then, if you used the word common about a person, what would you mean by that?
I'd mean he was a low strata. Not one of the...
Low class?
Yes. I'd say he's the average common man. No, I'd say lower than that. I don't like to use it. In fact, I don't like to hear anybody use it. But years ago, I've heard it many a time. They're common people, which were degrading. That's what they meant.
Well, some people say that it's all right, that it's a compliment to say they're just plain, simple, common.
Well, I think that's where it's used today.
Well, that's what it's every day,
The common people, and not the royalty and all that kind of stuff.
To get back to the man that was spending his money, I wasn't thinking about that very, very carefully, and I should have gotten a noun form from you. You said he's stingy, but what would you call him? He's a...
miser.
Okay. Anything else for that?
Oh, there's plenty of words for that. I'd say he's not spendthrift. He's got spendthrift. This is a guy that doesn't spend anything. Tightwad.
Yeah, that's a good one. If an old man is still very active and can still get around, you'd say, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Agile?
Would you ever say spry?
Yeah. Spry is a good word. It's used all the time.
If your children were out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I still feel a little bit...
uneasy?
And if your wife were all upset about it, you might say, oh, they'll be home all right, just don't...
Don't worry about it.
A child might say, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
What would you call a place that frightens you?
You mean for a child? I said closet.
Well, he would say that's a what kind of place?
Bad place?
Meaning that it frightens him. It's a...
scary place?
All right. What would you call a person who is easily frightened?